Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We read him from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women from our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? The two disciples walking to Emmaus were gripped by despair and doubt. Their hearts were grieved. They were vexed in their minds. They were foolish. They were ignorant. They were perplexed. The women had gone to see the place where Jesus was buried. They weren't expecting anything special there. They were going to see a tomb and to give the last care to Jesus' dead body. But the angel who descended sat in triumph upon that most unsuccessful stone in history. He bid them to look at Jesus' sleeping place, not to his tomb, but to the place where he had rested. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? And the women had reported this to the disciples, but they thought them to be speaking nonsense, idle talking. Cleopas reports this to the one who has joined them and walks with them. And then they say this to him, "But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." We had hoped. What sad words. Had. They spoke of Jesus in the past tense. They have no hope. They have become like dead men in their sorrow and their despair. They are scandalized disciples. They have been scandalized by the suffering, the cruelty, the mocking, and the death of Jesus upon the cross. They must be made new, mustn't they? Like the thief on the cross, they must come to see that they will enter the kingdom of God through the cross. And so Jesus begins to speak to them. Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And so Jesus begins that wonderful sermon. He had foretold these things to them, but they forgot it when they saw him on the tree. They didn't expect him to rise, even though they had been told. They, like us, have sat in church all those years and heard without much understanding at all. They heard the scriptures as we often hear them, as a rule book, overwhelming in its demands, with a demanding, punitive, vengeful God. Their minds were darkened. And so Jesus, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He unrolled the scroll for them. And it's as if he said to them, "Behold in these the life-giving cross on which hung the salvation of the whole world." He says, all of the prophets, Moses, the Psalms, they're filled with me. They sing of me. And so he began. "Have you not heard of the promise to Adam, of the serpent, of the heel that crushes, of the salvation in the ark on the waters, of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and his 12 sons? Have you not heard about the rescue from Egypt, being baptized with Moses through the waters, the promised land flowing with milk and honey? Have you not heard of David, whose son is his Lord? Have you not heard of the suffering servant who is numbered with the transgressors, who is stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, who is wounded for our transgressions, the man of sorrows acquainted with grief? Have you not heard of Bethlehem Ephratah, of the donkey, the foal of a donkey? Have you not heard that they will look on him whom they have pierced, that the Holy One would not see corruption? Have you not heard of the sign of Jonah, who is in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights? Have you not heard of Elijah, who would come again? And he has, and his bony finger pointed to the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Have you not heard? How is it your hearts are not glad? My incarnation, my work of redemption, my two natures, betrayal, scourging, crucifixion, and resurrection, they're all here. The scriptures are filled with me, he says. All these things were written concerning himself. And so Jesus resurrected the scriptures for them and showed that his life is found in them. And they, hearing his word, have life in their dead hearts. Their moribund spirits are revived. They are reawakened with new hope. Jesus' word has breathed new life into them. They become animated, no longer listless, no longer filled with despair. Their hearts burn with joy and vigor upon hearing the word of Jesus. And so, stopping in Emmaus, they ask him to abide with them, for it is evening. And so, refreshing themselves at the table, Jesus took the bread and broke it. And their eyes perceived who it was who had been speaking to them and who had opened the scriptures to them. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. The scales on their darkened eyes fell away, and they can see that the cross is not a cause for despair and hopelessness, but is the sign of God's victory over the devil, the sign of his great love for the world, the sign of our redemption and our hope. And through the cross of Jesus, they enter the kingdom of God. Their hearts awoke with gladness. They retraced their steps to Jerusalem to find the other disciples in that newly joy-filled room. Jesus is risen from the dead. Friends, you are the baptized, baptized in the water and the blood of Jesus himself. You have your resurrection from the dead in him. And this is how you receive your Lord in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread at his altar. Here is where we recognize our Savior. Here is where we receive life, our sins forgiven, and you are made whole. Here you recognize the ever-living Jesus. Hear his living voice and receive his gifts of eternal life, joy, peace, and gladness. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.